Previously on Questcast.
All right, you guys come to a dead end.
Say open. Open? In Draconic?
Oh, you say it in Draconic?
Yeah.
Okay, the wall starts shifting and vibrating, and all of a sudden you just see it go slide to the left a little bit, and it opens up.
Nice.
When you guys are looking forward, you can see in the excrement, there's footsteps. There's little footprints. That these are kobold feet footprints. You guys are able to walk through, and you hear faint draconic speech coming from the eastern area of the sewers.
I'm gonna call out in draconic, my friends. We're not here to harm you.
And it backs off. And you hear in response,
I seem to know all my friends, and I don't recognize your voice. Nobody's gone through that door. You know how many times we've tried?
Okay, then you tell us, if we didn't get through that door, where did we come from?
Yeah. Well,
he's like, he's
tell you what,
how about
we tell you the password if you get us out of here? We'll tell you the password.
You promise?
On our honor.
Look, this is the way out. We're not going this way. You're going this way. We're going to the door. So this is where we part ways.
To give you guys a setting, as I said before, it's a lot of wooden planks. There's no roads here. It's a lot of wood across chasms inside this cave. It's like this huge cave. And you see a lot of wooden huts and people moving around. There's mixed races, there's kobolds, there's elves, there's humans, but everybody here is pretty much looks pretty shady or is living in very poor conditions. It's a poor city. Tell them to pay the fee and they can have a room. Four people, we don't have many vacancies. I'm gonna have to give you one room for all of you to share.
If you want to go out and bash some skulls, I'm positive this is the city to do it in. I'll bet they even have a gladiatorial ring. How does that sound? He turns to Tyro and he says, I guess I can trust you to some extent. He takes out 50 gold and counts it and says, make sure this doesn't get touched. Can you handle
that? Tyro looks at you and he nods, and then he goes back to meditating again.
All right.
As soon as Tyro sees you, he walks over and tries to give you your gold back.
No, don't show any... No.
Use a sleight of hand to give it back to you.
No, it's okay.
He's doing it. What did you roll? As you're handing it to him, you drop the pouch and some gold falls onto the ground.
A 10? Oh, man.
He says, I dare any of you to challenge my magic and take this pouch from me. You will lose your hand, and I will feed it to you. Not only going to kill you, I'm going to kill your family. I'll track them down if I have to.
Just remember your promise to protect Gol.
Don't get yourself killed.
Okay, I may or may not, but we'll be back.
Yeah, to give you a rundown of what's going on, pretty much you were just shoved into the middle of this arena. So Clint raises his two hand axes, swipes them in the air, decapitating his enemy. Blood squirts all over the place. And while this is happening, all Gol turns and goes into the corner, and this hooded elf is standing there, and he's staring at Tyro, but quickly he sees this horned tiefling coming straight at him, and he's kind of fumbling and bumbling for weaponry, and before he could even pull anything out, Algol just pushes him against the wall, holds him by the collar, and produces a flame in his hand, and tells him, you better start talking. And the elf just looks at him and starts stammering. While that's going on, Kriv found a clear exit, and it doesn't matter anymore because that's the way that they'll be able to go since Clint has won the battle. To my left, I have Arnog playing Algol, the tiefling.
Giggity!
To his left, we have Tim playing Tyro Deftblades.
How's it going?
And to his left, a newcomer, a man of the shadows.
Hi, this is John. I am playing Rook.
There you go.
His name is Rook, but he is no Rook. And all the way from Nebraska, introduce yourselves, boys.
I'm Crib Fireheart. My name's Topher.
Chip.
The drunk.
So exciting.
Drunk.
All right, guys, here we go. Next session, episode 4. Any thoughts on our podcast so far? How bad does it suck?
It's pretty bad.
Well, I'm having fun.
Yeah, the good kind of bad, right?
The badass.
The
badass.
There you go. Yeah. Pretty badass.
Yeah.
Arnog, you're a little quiet over there. Why don't you say something?
It's Dungeons and Dragons.
All right, let's get started. Last time where we left off, our heroes were in a gladiatorial match in a place called the Pit in the underground caverns of the Prime Kingdom called the Cross Caverns. So they were there looking for information. And refresh my memory, what happened with Algol?
He just burned the face of, I'm guessing, someone, an agent of the Thieves Guild, who was staring at Tyro. And he squeezed him for information by using his fire tattoo, activating it, and got some information out of him, and he said he won't talk anymore, so he burned his face and left him with a little message for his masters.
All right, and from what I remember, Tyro was also in the crowd looking for people that were trying to rob the party. And Clint just had an awesome time kicking some ass, because he won that fight. I'm not sure what Kriv was doing other than being a wolf whisperer or something.
Yeah. I was talking to the animals, that's it.
Alright, so
Evening the odds.
Picking up, what happens is, after the fight, you know, you gotta get paid. So Algol burns this guy's face, but let's move on from that, and let's go to Clint. Clint, why don't you introduce yourself, say what you look like, a little bit about your character, how do you look, and all that.
He wears, like, a leather duster, some chain armor. He's got two hand axes, swords. And he just looks like a typical fighter. Short
what
cropped
color
hair.
Is his hair? What color is his eyes? How tall is he?
He's about 6'2". He's got short cropped blonde hair, green eyes, and, like, a short beard.
Very nice. So he's a sexy guy, pretty much.
No, he's not.
He's a rugged
guy.
He's
very rough. Yeah.
All right.
He looks weather worn.
So the halfling that you guys remember from the tavern, he comes up to Clint and he says, "So, my boy, looks like you won that fight. Now I'm expecting that you want to get paid."
I always win and I always want to get paid.
Well, why don't you just follow me? And I seem to think that your friends wanted some information as well.
Acquaintances.
Acquaintances, yes. Doesn't matter to me, really. Okay, let's go to the cashier and get paid up. And as you guys are walking there, two really buff guys come straight to you. And they say to the halfling, "We need to take him into custody." Talking about you, Clint.
Whoa. I know my rights.
You have no rights down here. The charges are you're in our territory. Now, Vince wants to see you. And your friends. The halfling at this point is like, "Oh, him? Oh no, I don't know him. I don't know anything about him. You got the wrong guy." And while this is going on simultaneously, Algol, Tyro, and Kriv, they both are surrounded by big dudes. Dudes that have their weapons out, and they're like, "You guys are coming with us.
We go get paid, and then we can go talk to Ben."
At this point,
You guys are all in one area where the crowd usually is. So Clint walked from the winner's circle. Now he's in the crowd. And Kriv is there. Algol's there. And Tyro's there. You guys are kind of... You guys were herded into one little spot by these guys. And the crowd has scattered. Everyone's scattered. Everyone's gone.
Well, I'm going to try. Algol's going to try to blend in and run with the crowd before they can catch him.
Okay.
Is this possible?
Yeah, sure. If you roll, right?
Nope.
Nope. So, Algol tries to do one of those jukes. He goes left, right, this, that, and a guy just grabs him by his shoulder.
Burns him. He's going to get a fireball.
No, he's got you. He's got you in a hold.
Well,
he's
okay.
Got you down. By this time, they've tackled you to the ground.
All right, so we're going to say for the story, for the story to progress, we're not rolling anything. We're just going to move on.
No. At this point, you're tackled to the ground.
Okay.
Because you were trying to run away.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So now more guys are coming. They put chains around your house. you're barred by your wrists. And they turn to the other guys and they say, are you guys going to go out just like your friend? Or are you going to cooperate?
Well, I'll go
make a break for it.
All right, roll a dexterity to see if you can get out of their grasp.
I got a 9.
A 9?
7, sorry, 7.
What's your dex?
4. 16.
Yeah. That was his total.
Oh, 9 is your six. Total?
Mm-hmm. No, 7 is
7 is
total.
Your total? Oh, okay. That's one guy. Oh, nat 20. Guys. No. So, they grab all of you and put you
and
to the ground.
And they're dragging us away?
Well, they're going to put you down onto the ground. And for some reason, you notice that they're grabbing Tyro and they're taking extra measures to make sure that this guy doesn't get out of their grasp.
I'm trying to resist, but failing.
There's no way. There's just too many guys on you. There's like 7, 8 guys on you holding you down. They've taken all your weapons away. And at this point, they're just dragging you away.
Well, as he's being dragged, he's going to yell things like, fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you and your ugly mother, you cocksucker! Yeah, you fat piece of shit.
Somebody gag that asshole. They put a sock into your mouth. Yeah, a little feisty.
I'm struggling. Just roll it.
Fuck you. What are you doing, Crib?
If the guy wanted his
what? What did he say?
Sorry, he got all screwy. Hold on, your connection got all screwy. One second.
Was that him failing that?
That was so funny. What?
That cyber roll? He's becoming a robot or whatever?
What, cyber psychosis? Yeah, no, yeah. That was a fail in a whole different category.
Did we lose you guys?
Sorry. Oh, wow.
Toph, are you guys there? I think we lost
them. Yeah, we lost them.
That was
his
really
face
funny.
Is stuck like that.
Hey, John, don't edit that out. That was really funny.
That.
Oh, my God. All right, so we're being dragged away.
Skynet.
Against our will?
No, all right. I'm getting paid before we get dragged away. I don't think we have a choice in the matter.
Okay, Kriv, what did you want to do? Your buddies are getting dragged away, and you're a part of the crew.
Well, I'm just going to go with it. Like I said, I mean, I don't mind meeting a new person. I'm sure we can become friends.
Well, I don't think you have much choice in the subject.
I don't mind meeting some
well,
new
I mean,
people.
I don't...
Yeah, he's like,
they
face
need, like,
down.
They need like 20... No, they need like 20 people to dogpile me. I'm like 6'7" and almost 300 pounds. Like, all right, bring it. Like, you know, I just give them this fucking stern glare. I have these piercing red eyes. Like, I'll come with. You don't have to try anything.
To give you guys some context, the way that they're dragging you is you have chains around your neck. And they're grabbing the chain and literally dragging you off the back of your heels. Backward, like, you're going backwards. They're going forwards. As you guys are being dragged through the city, what you see is the main cavern of, you know, it's like a mine shaft down here, like I've said before.
Yeah, shaft's the right word
oh,
for
yeah,
our
you're
situation.
Getting shafted. You guys are being moved through the streets, and as you're looking around, you see people are just kind of like moving out of the way.
to let them do their work.
And what the fuck are you staring at?
Exactly. You're getting a lot of people just letting them pass. It's obvious that these guys are the head honchos. And letting you guys move through. And you just keep going and going through the caverns. You guys start descending. And you come into a cave opening. And it leads to like a cul-de-sac. And in this cul-de-sac are a bunch of doors. And the doors lead to random places. So what you see in here, this looks like, this is the Thieves Guild main headquarters. There's a lot of busyness, people walking around doing business. You see people in plain clothes, you see people in noble attire, you see people in all kinds of manners. It's obvious these guys are in disguise, as you would say, as they're agents of the Thieves Guild. They're coming in, you know, exchanging information and doing their work. So these guys, these strong men, put you down in the middle and they say, wait.
He says, I can't breathe.
Did you hear something?
I can't breathe, you dick.
Nah, must be the wind.
Fuck you.
So they just put you guys down and two or three of them, they come up to Tyro and they go, is this the guy? Yeah, it's him. So they grab Tyro and they take him ahead of you three. And you guys are kind of like in the back. And they pull Tyro towards the front. And a tiefling walks up. And next to him is a blind old man. The blind old man, he's helping the blind old man. And they bring a chair. The blind old man sits at the chair. They bring a desk. He has a book. He opens his book. And the tiefling begins to speak. So, you come into my caverns after all this time. He's speaking to Tyro.
Okay.
And you have nothing to say, do you?
I look him in the eyes, and then I spit in his face.
He wipes the spit, and he chuckles a little bit. Teach him a little lesson in manners, boys. Three or four of the guys, they start attacking Tyro. They start punching him in the face, and Tyro, you're about to take some damage.
Do you have a pen or something? Oh, he has a pen. I'll write it down when he's done. All
right, you took 6 damage.
Okay, I'm like dying.
They beat the shit out of you. They literally beat you. They beat you really, really bad. So, now you're bloody, you're on the ground, you're in a pool of your own blood. And they turn and they say, what about these guys? And one guy walks up to the tiefling and he says, we have one here, looks like he came from the Prime Kingdom, not much known about him, seems like he's a private investigator, he's been telling people that. Another guy, tiefling, looks like he's been kicked out of the ley line Prime Tower, not much known about him. This guy, Golden Dragonborn, looks like it, never seen one of those. And the blind old man says, I have, but it was many years ago.
And have you now?
They all kind of looked at him perplexed. Yes, many years ago indeed.
Do you remember its name?
Excuse me, do not speak unless spoken to, or we will teach you manners like your friend here. Yeah.
Could someone get this fucking thing out of my mouth?
Oh, for God's sake. Please teach that tiefling some manners as well.
Oh, you fucking prick.
A douchebag.
You also take 5 damage. Where's your character sheet? Which is half your health. Give me that pen, please. Okay, now Tyro, Algol is bleeding from the mouth. He has lacerations over his face, cuts over his brow. They punched him. They kicked him. They kicked him in the gut. You gonna talk now? That's what I thought.
Fuck you.
Oh.
Give him another one. Go ahead. Roll it. Another three.
Three damage. All right. You're two HP away from being unconscious.
Well, he's probably going to be out of breath. He's going to be on the ground, sweating and bleeding. He can't say anything more than likely.
Why couldn't you be just like your other two friends here? Now, listen, we needed to speak to you boys. The old man is speaking. The Tiefling looks at Tyro and he says, "So, Pierdo, how many years has it been?"
Tyro doesn't answer for a while, and then he looks up and he says, "If you keep talking to me, you're going to end up dead." He goes for an intimidate check.
What'd you roll?
I got 16.
All right. Mm-hmm. He looks at you and he says, "Pierdo, Pierdo, it's funny that you say these things to me while you're bound. I know how dangerous you are, but as you can see, we have taken precautionary measurements." And you see four or five different guys come straight point blank in your face with crossbows. "Now, if you want to try to intimidate me, you're going to lose. Take him away." They cart off Tyro and take him to a side cavern. "Now, you, Golden One, what is your name?"
"Clint."
"No, the Golden
One. I assume you're talking about the gold gloves."
So he gets a boot in his face.
"Do not speak out of turn. You take 3 damage." He kicks you in the face.
"Who's talking to me?" "Oh, I'm Kriv Fireheart."
"Kriv,
you Fireheart. Said that you..."
"Yes. Now, tell me, Golden One, where do you come from? You are very odd to our eyes."
"Is this the blind guy talking to me?"
"No, this is the Tiefling."
"Oh, that makes me feel better. Okay." "I hail from far to the north."
"Far to the north doesn't do anything for me. Explain where you come from."
I'm from Dracoria."
The old man speaks. "Oh, yes. It seems odd to me because your kind has been exiled from there many years ago. How is it that..."
"Tell me about it."
"How is it that you exist?"
"I ask myself that every day."
"An interesting lot indeed. We have a master assassin, a golden dragonborn, a tiefling that won't shut up, and a human that won't say enough. Yes, very peculiar indeed. Now, tell me, human, how long have you known Pierdo?"
"3 days."
3 days.
"Also that time at the bar."
"If you lie to me, I will know."
"Well, we've been traveling together for like 3 days, but I mean, he was the bouncer at the bar I like to drink at."
"A bouncer, you say? Which bar is this?"
"I drink a lot, bro."
"Where is this bar located?"
"What is that city called? It is the capital."
"The capital. There are many capitals in this kingdom. Did you come from Radiance, the capital of the Prime Kingdom?"
"Yeah, the capital of the Prime. Yeah."
"Radiance, then. Probably the Winking Skeever."
"Sounds about it. Yeah.
Why is it that we know nothing about you?"
"Is that a rhetorical question?" "Let's not follow boxing. I'm the champion."
He turns to one of his agents, and he comes and he's flipping through papers, and he says, "Oh, Yes, yes, actually, we do have something here. Boxer, private investigator. Something happened to his partner. He quit the force. Not that much known about it. What happened to your partner?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Well, you see, my friend, the situation that you are in is very peculiar because the elf that you are consorting with, the elf that you are sharing bread with, is a murderer of proportions that you cannot understand.
I'm gonna gasp.
Yes, exactly. He's killed many of our kind and many of the others. He's probably killed many of your kind too, Golden One. Now, we will keep you here for a little moment while I do some business. So you guys are off to the side. They're trying to figure out what to do with you guys.
Okay, John, I'm actually making a constitution check. This guy, since he has the sock in his mouth, he could start suffocating since he's been beaten pretty bad.
Well, your nose isn't broken.
So he can't breathe at all, then?
No, it's not broken.
Oh, it's not broken.
Yeah.
So he can breathe.
You can breathe. If you were to die, they would take care of you, because they're not trying to kill you. They're trying to find out information.
Okay.
All right? So, in comes a ranger. Rook, why don't you introduce yourself?
All right. As you see a cloaked man walk in, he has long, dark hair. You could tell he's been well-traveled. You could tell that he doesn't care too much about his appearance. Like, he seems a very practical man. He wears two swords to his side and a bow as well.
Okay. the same tiefling that was talking to the party comes up to you and says, Rook, I take it, correct?
Yes.
Our accommodations have been more than hospitable, I hope.
Yes, you've been very helpful.
What can we do for the Sultan this evening?
The Sultanate desires information about some things he's been seeing.
Can you please elaborate?
At times, he would become unconscious in a world of darkness. And he wishes to know, during this vision that he's been having, there's been voices, and he wishes to know more about that.
He raises an eyebrow and looks at you. Has the Sultan begun to lose his mind?
No, he is quite sound of mind.
So Tyro does not hear this. You're off in another room.
Then I have a question. Does Algol hear any of this?
Yes.
He'll speak up. He'll say, I've had the same vision.
Quiet that tiefling.
I've seen the same fucking thing, you idiot. I can help you.
Please excuse me while I go take care of this.
Yes, please.
He goes straight to Algol. And he grabs him by the collar and he says, listen to me. I do not care that you are of my kind. I do not care about your safety. I could kill you right now and it wouldn't matter to me.
I can help your friend, don't you understand? Get this thing out of my mouth!
He rips off your gag.
I've been seeing the same visions. He looks over at Rook, says, yeah, I've seen the same thing at that winking willy or whatever it's called. I saw the same thing.
Do you know what's causing it?
No.
Then what use are you to me?
He says,
well, obviously, if we saw the same vision, we might be connected somehow.
Wait a minute.
All of us have
Wait
seen.
A minute. All of you have seen the same vision.
I didn't say that.
Well, he says, well, Tyra. I've seen it.
Yeah.
He says, and I know I'm going to get more visions. and I know that these voices that speak to me are going to give me answers. Maybe I can help you.
Well, listen, Rook. Do not listen to these prisoners. They could just be trying to get out of whatever situation they're in.
I'm the only lead you've got.
The Sultanate would want to pursue any avenue for information to this.
Have we not been serviceable to the Sultan all these years? Have we not done so many things for him? And you would listen to these vagrants over my words?
You are paid? We pay you, correct?
Yes, on that matter as well. Where is our 50,000 gold payment?
Rook takes a bag from his belt and hands it over.
Oh. Yes, the Sultan is always one to pay on time. Well, it seems our business here is done. But as you can see, we still have to question these prisoners.
And what have they done?
Nothing more than being in the same vicinity as that murderer we put in the other room.
Clint laughs really hard when he's like, nothing. Like, Clint's like, yep.
I'm glad you find your captivity humorous. There are many things we can do to wipe that smile off your face, boy.
Well, what do we have to do for you to become friends? That's really the question here, you know, like, we have questions as well.
I do not need friends in this world. That is naive.
You obviously need information. And you want quality information, so it's easier if we give it freely. I mean, you know, we have questions. Well, we're more than willing to barter information. There's no reason for us to cloak or disguise it.
Shut up, Golden One. Here is the deal, Rook. After we are done questioning them, you may question them after.
That is fine by me.
Okay. Now, please.
You can ask me all the questions. You know that gold dragons never lie.
I've heard that.
When do you ever shut up, Golden One? He kicks you in the face. You take
quiet
four
for a
damage.
Long time.
Make sure they're in one piece when I have
them. Oh, we are very, very professional. Do not worry. Now, the tiefling grabs you guys and drags you with the strong-armed men to the same room that Tyro's in. They put you guys all in the same room. Oh, Pierdo. How long has it been since you murdered my kind many years ago? Now tell me, what are you doing in my city?
I don't need to talk to you.
That is correct. You don't need to talk to me. I could kill you here. There is a bounty on your head. I could collect that money, but you see, this is more personal.
I don't remember.
You don't remember what?
Anything.
No. You don't get to not remember what you did.
You said you can tell if I'm lying. Am I lying?
He looks at the old man. The old man, he's blind, so he's looking off in the distance, and he closes his eyes.
By God, he's not lying. He doesn't remember anything. What? How can this be? How can you forget the many faces of the people you have murdered, Pierdo?
Tyra smiles and laughs.
Oh, you find it funny murdering our kind. He kicks you in the face. And you're unconscious.
Nice.
it's two damage. Does that kill? Does that knock you unconscious?
I'm barely awake.
Okay, so you're still up.
Speak again, Pierdo, and I'll put a knife in your throat. I should kill you here and collect the bounty. Unfortunately, there is more money in it to have you alive. Now, your friends, they're expendable. I know nothing of them. So if you want to spare their lives, you will give me more information.
Why do you think I care about them?
I did not think that you would, but I thought maybe you would have some stake in the matter. Very well. Take them away. So the rest of the guys are taken away. Do you guys say anything as you're being carted off?
Tyro shouts to him, good riddance.
You guys don't say anything?
What a jerk.
Poor spider.
Alright, so you guys are dragged
Tyro,
away.
How could you?
You say Tyro.
I don't want to go, but I guess.
It's like Techno Dragon.
Tyro, how could you?
He was my friend, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we're all your friends. All of us. Oh, yeah. All
right. You guys are taken away. Yeah, very funny. And Tyro, you're clearly under arrest. Now the three of them come up to Rook, and the tiefling says, okay, please have your way with them so we may do our business. And they put you guys in one room together.
So, talk.
But, like, Tyro's stuck in some other room?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he said good riddance to us, so I guess he's on his own.
Sounds yeah. good.
He survived.
He doesn't want our help.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
So, explain these dreams to me.
What do you see?
It was dark. I couldn't move. Some voices, they said, help us. So, I asked the logical question, what's in it for me? And one of them said, said my name, and said, always thinking of yourself. So, these things, whatever they are, they know us all individually. I'm sure it's not just me.
Mm-hmm. Have you had dreams that came true? Like, small dreams that came to pass? I'm asking Rook.
I don't need to talk about myself. I just want to know about your dreams. Now.
A little quid pro quo goes a long way.
I am just a messenger. I'm unimportant.
Well, how are we going to further our cause if we don't get information as well?
He says he doesn't give a fuck about our cause. Just tell him what you know.
Well, our cause is his cause, obviously. If he's seeing the same things, then he's tied up in it just like Tyro is as well. Which means whether or not Tyro wants to be a dick, like, we can't let him just be expended.
I feel like we just need to address the white elephant in the room. The dude's name is Pietro.
His name is... Who the hell is Pedro?
Apparently his name is Pedro. That's what that dude was saying that whole time. The typhling that talks like this Italian whore I knew once.
Well, could it be a case of mistaken identity?
Well, I mean, that's possible, but it doesn't alter our current situation.
Yeah, that's no shit.
I believe the Sultanate will be interested in talking to you directly. I will, on your behalf, talk to
Sultan Al-Kazim.
Perhaps that will work in your favor.
Let me know when we leave. Or when we're executed.
Alright.
So, you go and knock on the door?
Yes.
The tiefling walks in. So, did you have your way with them?
I spoke to them. And I believe that it'll be in everyone's best interest if we take these men, including Pedro, and take him to the Sultanate.
That is a very, very difficult proposition. Because you see, Pierdo, he is a personal prisoner of mine, and I will not let go of him so easily.
I assure you the Sultanate will be willing to hand him over when the time comes.
No, I'm afraid that is not enough. You are telling me that you are close with the Sultan, yes?
Yes.
Very well. I will need compensation for all these prisoners and for Pierdo. Also, when your Sultan is done with him, the bounty is mine and mine alone. If he does not wish to do this, then we can no longer do business.
The Sultanate is not, does not care about some mere bounty. He's a Sultan.
Very well, then. But it is not up to me, really. It is up to the old man. So, let us go speak to him. So, you guys, when you guys come outside, you're taken in front of the old man. People are still moving in and out. There's just busyness going on. The old man's sitting at his desk, and he's writing in his book. And Tyro's brought out, bloodied, just blood all over the place as he's brought out. And he's brought in front of the old man, and the tiefling says, "This man they call Rook, he has a proposition for us.
We are going to take these men, he would like to take these men, to the Sultanate. He would like to question them about their visions. Afterwards, whatever bounty is on their head is free for you to take."
And you spoke to them about compensation?
Yes.
Well, I think that will be all right. Under one condition. Compensation and all that will happen, of course. But the only way you can leave these caverns is through the unknown passage.
And what is so dangerous about this passage?
Oh, it just seems that no one has come out of it alive.
It's unknown.
What's the reason for going through this passage?
Well, you see, my boy, in my mind, if you are able to get through this passage, then you deserve to do business with us. You deserve to take Pierdo away from us. Because you see, he has slipped from our grasp for too long, and we finally have him here. But if the fates allow you to survive, then I have no hand in the matter.
What if Pierdo dies in the unknown tunnel?
Then good riddance to his elf bloodline. Good riddance to him. Good riddance to everyone that Pierdo has ever known.
Tyro laughs in the background.
Yes,
this is
funny. You find it as you're laughing, you're just bleeding out, and like there's
yeah, it's
everywhere.
More like.
You find it.
This is just reinforcing negative stereotypes about tieflings, man.
You guys haven't met a good tiefling yet.
Oh, no, they've all been assholes,
just
all
like
of them.
Just a good guy. It just hasn't happened yet.
You play them well.
Rook looks to the party and says, "What do you think?"
Says, "Whatever, just get me out of here."
You heard them?
I'm willing to go to the unknown tunnel. I've never been there. Sounds like it'll be fun. I've also never met a sultan before, so, you know, that'll be awesome.
I need to get paid for my goddamn fight.
Let's go.
All right, so you guys are escorted out, and
we need money where we're going.
You guys have no supplies. You guys are injured. All right, so the party, you guys begin to be escorted out of the premises. As you guys are being escorted out, you know, Rook is pretty much in charge of you guys. So these the bodyguards or whatever you want to call them, the henchmen, they're walking with you guys to lead you out, and you overhear their conversation saying, yeah, did you hear those damn kobolds almost opened that door that we have sealed in the Prime Kingdom? How did they ever find out the code? I don't know. So, as you guys are walking forward, they finally let you go and they say, alright, they're in your hands now. And they turn around and walk away.
Alright, let's go.
Sorry, hold on, before they get away, how many of them are there?
There was 4 or 5 of them.
Well, 4 or 5, how many?
There's 5.
Okay. And like, they release us, we have our weapons, or we're...
Oh yeah, you have all your weapons. They gave you everything back.
Yes. Alright, and there's... us? Okay, never mind, it's fine.
Yeah, but
it's either looking clean size. No, not now, my friend.
No, it's fine. They get. I don't do anything. I let them walk.
Well, just to let you guys know, you guys are free from captivity, but you're far from free. As long as you're in this city, you're being watched 24/7. So if you're not doing what they want you to do, you will be captured again and probably killed this time.
Yeah, we want to go to this unknown tunnel, anyways. It sounds fun.
Wait, but they left. They released us into the city on our own with cognizance?
Yeah.
I head back to the arena.
Alright. Do you guys follow? Well, first of all, you're injured.
I only lost 3 hit points. I'm fine.
Okay, well, the rest of you guys... Tyro is pretty fucked up, and
yeah.
So is...
Those guys wouldn't shut up, so they got beat up. I was like, that's fucking...
I didn't really say much. I just spit in his face, that's all.
Yeah, well,
that
Tyro...
Was
yeah, what's his fucking problem?
Well, Tyro has to be... They pretty much... They plop Tyro onto the ground, and, like, he can't get up on his own. Algol is pretty fucked up, too. Like, he can't really walk on his own. If he, like, puts his hand up against the wall, he might be able to move. But Tyro is within an inch from being unconscious.
Rook looks at...
Well, we should get healing. I mean, we should get paid and then get healing, honestly.
Wait, hold on. There's this one thing I want to say, because I heard this we're getting paid stuff a couple times. I want to underline something. We're not getting paid. There is no way we're getting any money out of anybody. I mean,
so.
that's just what I think.
Well, apparently this Rook fellow knows the Sultan, and all we have to do is, like, you know, bandy his name, you know, left and right, and then maybe we can actually get something, you know.
Well,
if we're in his care.
Let's see if that works. I'll just keep my trap shut. He can't talk anyway. He's just... hobbling along, holding on to, like, rocks and walls and such, trying to move. Trying to keep up with the weight of his sword. He's having a little trouble.
Can we leave tomorrow, or do we have to leave, like, right now? I mean, I don't think that was stipulated, to be 100% fair.
And
not that I'm,
Rook,
like...
It wasn't. It's, you're under Rook's control right now, so, at any moment, he could be like, you know, if you guys don't do what I want to do, then you're back to where you were.
Yeah. So Rook looks at Kriv.
Yeah.
And he says, drunk. Let's move.
Where are we going?
We're going to the underground tunnel. We're not delaying.
Oh, right.
He says, I'll die.
Yeah. Yeah, 2 of our party are seriously injured. I think that we need to actually get healed before we go.
Tyra's sitting on the ground, breathing.
So wait, I just want to make sure. Clint, did you head to the arena already? Because by my understanding, you're gone already. You already walked away.
Straight to the arena, beeline.
Didn't
like, I'm not trying
him.
To be sneaky.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have tried to stop him if he was trying
okay.
to
Okay, stop him.
I... Rook draws his bow as he's walking away and says, stop. What
Clint?
Do you do?
Dude, I'll pause. Alright, dude. I've been cool about all this nonsense. I agreed to come with. I ain't done shit wrong. But I'm getting paid for knocking that dude out.
I just secured
I hit
freedom.
We're good to go.
You're gonna listen to me.
And start walking again.
So you start walking again?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Take a shot.
He's gonna take a shot at him.
Go for it.
Probably more, not a as fatal shot, maybe.
Maybe a crippling shot?
Yeah, crippling shot.
Okay, roll a d20. Just do a regular attack, a basic attack.
Okay.
Oh, 9. That's a bad roll.
9.
Yeah.
Warning shot.
What's your dexterity?
It's 3 plus my proficiency.
So 5. So you're 14. What's your AC?
No. I got a 4.
Higher than a 14.
Oh, okay. So what's your AC, Clint?
16.
16? Okay. The arrow grazes by onto the ground.
That was a warning shot.
Would you like me to take another?
That's not a good idea.
You know, I gotta stop doing
You gotta heal shot. Those two or else they die on the way. Give me like 20 minutes. I'll be right back.
No.
You don't have to miss any more arrows. It's cool.
No.
You can't really control a bus. 3 of them are staying here. 1 of them's walking away. Like, it just compromised. Let me go get paid. If they don't pay me, it's fine. I'm coming back.
If you want, I could tell them to kill you. That's fine by me. I only need one person to make it to the Sultanate.
I mean, if you want to go back and tell the Sultan that you killed somebody that was linked to all this, I've been part of these visions as well. So, I mean, if you want to tell the Sultan that you maybe killed a link, it's kind of on you, buddy. And all over 20-minute wait.
Algo coughs up blood and says he doesn't have to tell the Sultan anything about you. If he lets you do whatever you want, he gives the rest of us license to do whatever we want.
You can barely walk. That one can barely walk. Dragon can't tell a lie. We're fine. It's not a big deal. We don't have to kill each other.
Yeah, we can. We can meet up at the healer's shop, anyways. I mean, honestly, before we go, and then we can go. Like, I mean, I'm totally down.
But just let him get his gold, and then we'll be off.
Yeah, that's all I want. I want my gold so I can buy some booze, and then we're good to go. We're good. I'm coming with. Where's my bond?
Out of character.
Mm-hmm.
Would the area of the Thieves Guild, would they even like tolerate that?
No, they're watching you guys.
Yeah.
So if these guys are not near you at all times, it's bad news bears.
For me or for them?
For them.
Okay.
Possibly for you too. Maybe you can't control them. They might just escort you guys straight to the cavern without letting you guys get supplies, without letting you guys heal, and you're sure to die. Well, maybe not you, but they
mm-hmm.
will.
Mm-hmm. Brooke's gonna grab some bandages and toss it to you guys.
Okay.
Says, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
Wrap up your wounds.
Oh, okay. Alright. Let's make a doctor out of me. Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah, how's that? That's great, isn't it?
Alright.
He fails, of course. He doesn't have the skill.
No, you don't have the proficiency, but you can bandage a wound.
Can I?
Yeah, you can bandage
a wound. Just wrap it up.
You just wrap it up. You're not doing a very good job. You're not a doctor, but you can bandage your own wound.
It's like, oh, okay. I thought he could use Oblivious. I thought he couldn't do it at all.
I'll stop him. I'll stop him midway, and I'll bandage both of them.
He says, get away from me.
So
no, I got a 15. I will like you can't move very well, and I'm fucking huge. So you know I'll pin you down with one fucking hand and start wrapping.
Time
out. Is that your strength modifier? Did you add your strength modifier to that?
Oh, for the pin, I rolled for medicine and got like I got a 15.
First, you gotta
grapple
roll check. For the pin.
So roll
a grapple. Roll.
Oh, okay.
So that was a 15, right?
No, it'd be a 13.
No. What did you roll for at first?
I rolled a 13 both times, actually, which is
okay.
Yeah.
And then plus
so it's 13
modifier.
Yeah, 13 the first time, and it would be 15 the second time.
Okay, so 13 to pin. Roll your strength. 8.
Not enough. It's
plus, I was gonna actually give you disadvantage anyway, but your strength
matter.
Is low anyway, so. You're able to pin him onto the ground.
He tells him, get off me.
I'm wrapping him up. Like that's why I rolled the second check for medicine.
He pulls his hand away. Get off me.
He's definitely not cooperating, but you're able to bandage him up slightly and stop the bleeding. So
nice.
No, you're not bleeding out, but Tyro is.
He says, "You asshole! I didn't want your help."
I'll pat him on the head. It's okay, and then I'll bandage
Tyro. You keep that up. No, you keep that up. You keep up that attitude.
I got an 18 for Tyro because I rolled a 16.
You don't need to try to pin me.
Yeah, he's on the ground.
Well, I was just gonna try to bandage you first. Like, if you know, I only had to pin him. He was just being.
Okay, just for future reference, guys.
Contrary. Yeah, contrary.
Let me make this clear. When you guys want to do something, say I want to do something, and then I tell you what to do. What if you roll or you don't roll?
You might get it for free.
I'll let you know. Don't roll unless I tell you to, because if you do, then I might make something bad happen to you without you knowing it.
Okay.
So that we have to have order in all this. That's all I mean.
Okay.
Okay, so you're able to bandage up Tyro and Algol. They still can't walk on their
own. While you're bandaging Tyro, he looks at you and he kind of returns to his older self and he thanks you.
No problem. I walk back to the group.
I'm sorry if you thought I betrayed you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay. Algol gets distance from everybody. He's in kind of shock because he was just he was bound and attacked, so he doesn't like anybody touching him. He doesn't like anybody tugging him right now. He doesn't want to be around anybody.
I didn't want them to think that you were valuable to me and killed.
At this
point,
this point, you guys are just standing outside the entrance to the Thieves Guild headquarters, and people are now walking in and out, and they're looking at you guys, and they're going along their way, but they're staring at you guys, bleeding all on the floor right in front of the Thieves Guild entrance.
All right, Rookie, I'll even make you a deal. We make a quick stop at the arena. Let me get my paycheck. I'll even carry the busted up guy.
Rook just puts his hand on his head and sighs. Why won't you let this go?
Because I have an affliction. The demons in my head make me consume liquor, and I don't have money for that right now. But I have money waiting for me 20 minutes away. And, like, yeah.
Look, if you want to go on, you're on your own. For now, we are leaving.
We're not stopping by the Healers Guild?
I'm located across the street from the...
Is there a Healers Guild?
In the Thieves. It's next to the Thieves Guild. There you go.
Yeah, like...
Maybe investigate. I'll let you do investigation, insight, or survival. Either one that you want to roll.
Okay, I'll do insight.
Okay.
16 plus 4.
Okay. You're looking around, and as you can see from the corner of your eye, you see down one of the street passageways. I call them streets, but they're really just passageways.
Mm-hmm.
You can see people coming in and out of a tent. Some people going injured. Others come out, you know, slightly less injured. It looks like that might be an alchemist or some sort.
Very well, Dragon. We can stop by down there. Then we leave.
Well, that's fine with me.
Alright, so the party moves on. You guys decide to walk over there. As you guys are walking there, you see... give me a perception check. Somebody. Anybody.
I got a 10 plus 4.
I got it. Me
16.
Too. I ain't found shit.
What about you, Toph?
I got 14 as well.
Okay.
Tyro got a 16.
Tyro is able to see that there's people definitely looking at you guys, all kinds of different people, not just throughout the crowd, but like from the corner of one alleyway and the corner of the other street. It's known that you're being followed or watched.
I say, careful, we're being followed.
Obviously.
That's okay. Why we probably shouldn't split up. Let's just get healed and get a move on.
Okay, so you guys walk into the establishment. Okay, you guys come upon a thatched roof tent, and people are coming in and out, and as you walk inside, you smell the smell of incense, you hear the bubbling of chemicals, and there is a woman, an older woman, sitting behind a counter, and she's just handing things to people as they pay her. And she turns to your party and she says, "Next."
I walk up to the counter and says, "What would it take for to make these men walk, be able to travel?"
She turns and looks at the two of them. "You know, I'm not a miracle worker, but I guess I can give you something. It's going to be 50 gold pieces."
He sighs. He grabs some money and places it down on the counter.
Okay.
Yeah, the man. Only we had stopped somewhere first, so...
Oh, expensive. Wait a minute. They took our money. We have no money, do we?
No, they gave your money back.
Are you serious?
They don't care about that much.
They don't care about that
They're
money.
They're thieves.
No.
Okay. I was under the assumption. That's why I thought I had to pay.
Well, you're the one asking.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
Oh, there it is.
They gave you everything. They didn't go through your stuff. They just took your stuff and held it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If they want to take your stuff, they can take it at any time. They don't need to, you know, steal it from you as your captive.
All right.
It's 50 gold pieces a person? Is that what they're saying?
She's going to give, for 50 gold pieces, she gives you a vial, and whoever's injured can share it and heal 1d4 health.
Can we take a rest there, too?
You guys can go to the inn and take a rest.
Well, 1 hour short rest.
To do a do a heal.
Yes.
Well, if we're going to rest, we should rest outside of the city.
In the danger of this pathway?
Well,
something. Okay. I'm not drinking, so I'm not paying. I didn't get hurt. Why would I drink?
You got hurt?
Barely.
I lost 3 hit points. Yeah. I'll regen to full after one rest.
Yeah, okay. Short rest. He uses his hit die, right?
Yeah. If you guys want, you can take an hour rest somewhere to do one hit die of healing.
Are you okay with that, Rook?
Well, later. Okay. So wait, who wants to drink the potion?
Well,
I'll pay. I mean, I only took 4, but I mean, I'll pay because I know 2 of the people are like super hurt.
You're just a good guy like that.
No, he doesn't know. Algo doesn't know that he's buying a health potion for him.
Yeah. It's one health potion though, so you guys have to share it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me know who drinks what. Because Algo is all the way in the back. Mm-hmm. Like I said, he wants to stay away from everybody right now.
And so you're going to give him 10 gold?
Yeah.
Algol hobbles up to the old lady and drops down 50 gold of his own. And takes one bottle to himself.
Okay, that'll heal you for 1d10. You spend an action, you have a health potion, it'll heal you for 1d10. This is a d10 right here.
Okay.
It's a percent size, but same shit.
Oh my god. If I roll a 1, I'm going to be pissed.
3 hit points.
Use them well.
Down 50 gold for 3 hit points.
Alright, I'm going to try to take a drink of that posh. Oh, 4. Nice. And
doesn't Rook have it? Yet? Does he take a drink?
We need no. It. And you healed 4? Alright. Mm-hmm. Who else wants to drink it?
Well, I'll drink from it.
You've been injured too, right?
Yeah, I took 4 points.
Yeah, okay.
So because those people were very not nice, yes. I got 3. So I heal 3 then, that's fine.
Did you drink from the potion as well? Like double drink?
No.
Okay. Alright. Now, you guys are slightly healed up.
Yeah, I feel much better.
What do you guys want to
do? We should go now.
He says, I demand an hour to recuperate.
Would you like to wait an hour with all these people watching you?
I don't care who's watching. But I will not move. Not from your sight. Not from your sight. But I will not go into those caverns until I've had a breather. I want to eat. I'm hungry and I'm thirsty.
If the path is treacherous, we don't want to bring wounded men into it, correct?
And I have to take a piss, too.
Fine, but after this, no more complaining.
No more complaining. Promise.
I don't know if that's a promise you can keep. Oh my god. I know the best bar. Well, I'm sure the best bar is the first bar that he sees, actually.
Yeah, like, right. This is the best bar.
Well, from what I know, if you guys remember, you went to a tavern when you first got here.
That's all that he does is lead us from tavern to tavern. You know, like the first one he sees, like, ooh, there.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'll follow him, though.
It's the best place to gather info.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah, at this point, Clint, you have a disadvantage to every saving throw because you're sober.
There you go. You're doing that,
I'm doing it. So you better figure out what you want to do.
You better get some alcohol on him.
All right, so they're following me to the bar, right? Yeah. I decided to. I go straight to the arena, like, without telling them. I go straight to the arena.
Okay. Do you guys follow him?
Well, I was following him to this bar.
Rook is getting...
I walk straight to the arena once they're following me, and then when I get there, I say, what? They had really good
chops. You haven't gotten there yet. You're walking towards the arena.
Like, the people that are watching us, are they doing anything?
They're just watching you. You don't even know if they're part of the Thieves Guild. You're just... You know people are watching you.
Yeah. Okay.
Do we see other taverns or, you know, inns a lot, like, as we're walking wherever he's leading us?
There's that one main inn, but on your way to the arena, there isn't really one on the way, but if you take another path, there's another tavern.
I don't take that path. Okay. Well, because if I saw one on the way, I would point and be like, why don't we go there, you know? We don't go that direction. All right, that's fine, then...
Well,
then
you just see one. You see one. So is that what you say?
Say again?
You do see another tavern.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. The Wounded Traveler. Why don't we go there? That sounds like a great place to hang out.
Exactly. The Wounded Traveler.
Oh, my God. Last time I ate there, I had the shits for days. And we're about to go on a journey. Do you really want to be shitting yourself in combat? Trust me, you're going to love this button.
Okay. Tyro Bully walks in. He just walks the hell in.
No, you guys aren't there yet. He has pointed out a tavern. Now it's your decision if you guys want to go that way or if you're going to go with Clint. Because Clint is dead set on going into that one direction that he's going in.
Dude, this tavern has the best mutton.
Arena.
Yeah, but you guys don't know that. You don't really know the street. Yeah. You might know it. You might, because you guys came from there. The only person that doesn't really know it is Rook.
I'm going to make an insight and see if I know. If I recognize.
Yeah, okay.
Giggity. I don't know shit.
Well, he has to make a bluff check against you.
Hmm? Does he?
Roll a deception. Roll a d20. Chip? Chip.
You have to roll.
Actually, could I roll an insight too? See if I could. 12 plus 4.
16. All right, what did you roll, Chip?
17.
All right.
We all believe him.
You guys have no idea. As far as you know, there's a better tavern, and you're following Clint.
Okay. Okay, let's go.
All right.
Okay. He'll convince me, too. I like mutton chops.
Well, you guys are walking. You guys aren't resting. You're just walking, you know? So you walk, and you walk, and you walk. And as you're getting closer to your destination... You can hear the roaring of a crowd, and you can hear the clanging of steel against steel, and screaming and hollering.
He says under his breath, I wonder which tavern he's taking us to.
I'm probably familiar with at least what's in this area, right?
You do. You know you're going to the arena now.
Okay.
Well, we're almost there. We shouldn't. We can't turn around.
That's enough.
What?
Let's go.
Did I not tell you? All right, let's go. Let's finish it up. Boom, boom. I get there.
Okay. So you guys get to the... All right, what are you going to do, Rook? They're under your control.
He said let's go.
Yeah.
No, let's go to the cavern now.
All right, that's what we're doing.
No, he knows that you're going to the arena now.
Oh, there's not a tavern at the arena.
It's an arena, then.
Worn thin. We're going to the cavern now.
Stadium food. That's what I was talking about. They have the best mutton. Right here. Okay. I've been saying mutton the whole time. They got the mutton
right
there. It
might speed our cause if you just let him collect his gold. Then we could be off.
Well, hurry.
This guy gets
it. I told you to get
it. Honestly, we're here. Food's right there. We can rest at the arena, right? Take a short rest here?
No.
No?
Let's go.
All right, so Clint is separated from the party. This is correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
Clint, you
guess.
Welcome to the arena. You guys get to the tavern, but I'll get to you in a minute. Clint, you get to the arena, and what do?
I go up to, where you place your bets.
Uh-huh. So there's certain people walking around taking bets, and there's also the cashier. What do?
I go up to the cashier and I attempt to cash out. I won earlier, then they took me away. I gotta collect my winnings.
Where's your sponsor?
Oh my god, he's that little halfling dude. I look around for him.
Uh-huh, okay. No sponsor, no money.
No, I look around for him. Do I see him
not
anywhere?
There?
Well, that's a lot of bullshit.
Not my problem. Next!
Robbed by a halfling. Was there like a half-empty beer sitting on a table somewhere nearby?
Sure. There is a half-empty beer on a table.
Yeah, I finished it. Well, is it occupied?
No, it's just sitting there.
Okay, I down it, and then I go back and meet up with the rest of the guys.
As you down that beer, somebody grabs your arm and says, "Hey, asshole, that was my fucking drink." Alright guys, thank you for listening to Questcast Episode 4. Stay tuned for more. And if you guys have any questions, go ahead and email us at questcastmailbag@gmail.com. Thank you guys, share, listen, and fight the good fight.